Test, test. In the old days, if you shot a government spokesman, at least you knew it would get on TV. There's more than one media outlet. They competed to cover news. Today, you gotta start with something the administration has to broadcast. Step one, grab as much attention as you can for as cheap as you can. He's gonna buy a little Helio or something I can remote control, but it was gonna cost me $6,000. So, I found a pilot. I offered him $500 to fly a banner. We loaded one saying, "Marry me, Irene." When he left, I doubled back. I switched it out for one that said, "This is a bomb, fuckheads. Wake the fuck up." I called the authorities 5 minutes ago and I told them the pilot was a civilian. If they shoot him down, that'll be on them. Step two, deliver the message. I got a job at the park as a beer guy. I needed the money. Hey, free beer? Can't pass up anything free in this country. Free this. I poured beer out of six of the mini keg size. I put in a small explosive charge. I packed each keg with pamphlets saying, "Your government is poisoning you." Latex balloons full of silver nitrate. It's easy to make and cheap as shit. Before the game, I put the special kegs and trash cans all around the upper level. Side of Waveland Avenue. Made it back in plenty of time to set up my bipod and scope. Used to be a sniper, 105th Airborne Crusaders. Amen. Stopping power in close, but they give you more air resistance at long range, less reliable. At this range, I use a light 50 with PMG steel jackets. Pricey, but sometimes the cost of liberty is $92 a box. Step three, punishment. These people need to know if they get on camera and they lie to America, they're going to pay a price. Sees them for what they really are is the only thing these fuckers understand. Force is the only fucking language they understand. It's not about money. It's not about money. It's not about firepower. It's about finding the will to act. A credit card in a hardware store can make you a hero. You can save America if you have the will.